coming out to a time of the year when there's going to be a lot of traffic on the road, obviously. The holidays have started, schools are off, and drivers are going to be travelling to see family and friends now over the next few days, and we're urging them to basically slow down. People are driving too fast. If people are travelling long journeys, recognise the dangers of driver fatigue. Stop, take a rest and have a drink, because it gets so dangerous. If you're driving too far and sleep comes over you, it's as dangerous as driving under the influence of alcohol.
We know what the major messages are. Don't drink and drive. Don't drive when tired. Don't use your mobile phone. Wear your seatbelts. The fact is, in some cases, it seems the messages still aren't getting through.
It's not getting through at all, Donald. Unfortunately, if you look at the figures from last year, the frightening one was the non-wearing of seatbelts with people involved in accidents and fatalities. Like, almost 30% of people not wearing their seatbelt in this day and age is actually crazy. Mobile phones, I don't know. I don't know where we're going to end up with those.
Interestingly, the Continental Tire Company commissioned a survey published this week which shows that of all driver behaviour, the behaviour that annoys other drivers most is seeing people using their mobile phones in cars.
That's right. Like, it's a known fact. We all see it. We see it every morning when we're heading to work, when we're coming home in the evening. It's been proved that your phone might time is more likely to have a crash. Between 20 and 30% of all road collisions, people have been using their mobile phone. People do not take it seriously. We're going to have to wake up and get real here that mobile phones are a danger. Put your phone down when you're driving. It's as simple as that.